and we basically rate each one. We say this one's going to be good for taxpayers, this one's going to increase taxes, this one's going to be bad for civil rights. And we put all those online so that way anybody can go on there, they can look at it. We update it daily so that way as things change, as bills move into different committees, we'll have all the information about who you need to contact, who you need to talk to about this bill, if this is a bill that you're interested or you're invested in. So it's a great tool.
It really is a great tool. I've used it, and if I can use it, I'm like the old dog, new tricks thing. It's really, really good. Coming up, in fact, Michael's going to stick around for another segment. We're going to talk about what's going on nationally 1 week into the Biden presidency. What is going to happen with Donald J. Trump? Is he going to be politically active? Is he just going to go out and make another couple of billion dollars before he decides to retire? Is retirement even on his mind? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on this Wednesday edition. So good to have you with us. One of the things we like to do on Wednesday is just have a little bit of fun. And we're going to do that with Michael Schaus coming up in our next segment on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, they're still cleaning up that incident there on the right shoulder. That's 515 South near Galleria. Also, remember those 24/7 lane restrictions up there in North Las Vegas, Interstate 15 northbound at Lamb Boulevard. You can expect some delays through there. There are detour signs as well. Also, look for some slow flows there on the 515 eastbound at Main. That's causing some residual backups on that transition ramp. Those leaving Interstate 15 northbound to merge on to 515 east towards Henderson. Also slow 515 west at Pecos as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl from that direction. A little bit of congestion, too. Interstate 15 north at Tropicana.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. What a weird night for the Vegas Golden Knights. They were playing without their entire coaching staff. They all had to go into isolation as a result of COVID-19. So general manager Kelly McCrimmon took over as the head coach, and the entire AHL Henderson Silver Knights coaching staff served as assistants. The Golden Knights do get a point. They lose in a shootout to St. Louis by a 5-4 score. These two teams are right back at it again coming up tomorrow. UNLV basketball, they are in action this evening as they will take on Utah State. These two teams matched up on Monday, and that was a 59-56 win for UNLV, their fifth win in a row. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, top of the hour, Jim Wheeler, assemblyman from District 39, will be joining us, telling us about a little bit of breaking news in the Republican caucus there in the assembly. And day one is Monday. I'm so excited. I want to ask Michael, first of all, we talk about day one of the Nevada legislature. Well, we're into now day seven of the Biden presidency. I just want to ask you your evaluation of what you've seen in this first week. We haven't seen lots of the president. They really ration that off. What do you think of the first week? And if the rest of the 4 years is like this, I think it's going to be real boring, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, first thing that really strikes me is Joe Biden certainly found the stash of presidential pens because he's been signing executive orders crazy. I think that's something to watch out for and something to legitimately worry about, because a lot of the good things that Trump did administratively can very easily be undone administratively. So that's going to be a big battle for Republicans. But also, you look at some of the stuff like critical race theory and some of these kind of big, sweeping, very progressive agenda items. He's moving all those along regardless of what Congress actually cares about. So even though the Democrats don't have a huge majority in the Senate, it's just not even a debate that's happening in the legislature. And I think that it's a trend that has been going on for decades, and we're going to see it accelerate yet again under this president.
Now, I'm just curious, though. Some of these things, Paris Accords, for one, are things that, can be overturned by the next president, and their force of law is limited. Executive actions versus passing a law, are they two different things?
Yeah, they are. Unfortunately, they're increasingly being treated as if they aren't. One of the really good examples of this is particular little niche area that I pay a lot of attention to would be gun laws. You've got the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which should be a party agency, not necessarily a regulatory one. They are out there redefining things like what is classified as a short-barreled rifle, or what is classified as a machine gun, or what is... And those types of administrative actions that don't require Congress's votes or approval, but do determine how the law is applied, can be very, very dangerous. And it can make, all of a sudden, in this case, for example, a lot of guns that were legal yesterday illegal tomorrow. And those types of administrative actions are going to be really worrisome, because even if they are flatly unconstitutional, it's really difficult sometimes to get those heard in front of the Supreme Court.
Again, joining us, Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. Let me just ask you, a lot of people have asked me, and in fact, somebody asked me earlier today, what's Trump up to? What's he going to do? And I don't know. Do you have a feel for what the former president will do? Will he just go back to making lots of money? Or will he do something political? Or will he, create the next Fox? What?
Well, trying to guess what that man's going to do is a crazy, crazy attempt at the impossible. I will say, if I had to place money on it, I bet he's probably going to do both. He's going to remain in some way politically visible, if not terribly active. He's going to remain politically visible, and from that, he's probably going to continue to make money. He is a businessman first and foremost, and that's kind of what his MO has always been about throughout most of his life, so I would not expect that to stop. But he also really kind of created a movement here in America that I don't think he's going to let go of, because he has been doing this for 4 years. I think that he is going to remain involved to some degree. So I'd be really surprised if he suddenly just goes away. I know he's not on Twitter right now, but that's not going to be enough to keep him quiet.
This is not like most political figures who might at the end of running for office sell his donor list or something. There's 74 million people that voted for this guy. Where are these people going to go?
Well, and you know, and also say, in addition to that, you know, I mean, we can always, you know, step back and say, okay, not all 74 million of those folks that voted for him love him. You know, I'm sure that there were quite a few folks there that just hate Joe Biden. But the point there is, look, there's a lot of folks who really love Donald Trump, and they feel like Donald Trump said stuff and did things and acted in ways that other politicians never would because he cares about them. And with that kind of a movement, it seems really impossible to think that he's just going to do like the George W. Bush thing, go buy a ranch somewhere and settle down. Especially knowing his personality, I think he's going to want to stay involved. And those folks are probably really going to want him to stay involved. So, it's going to be something. It's unlike most presidential politicians that in their twilight years after their term, they write a book or maybe open up some sort of a, you know, nonprofit or something. I see Trump being far more active than that.
Let me ask you, we're talking impeachment. And this, what I call a kangaroo court, led by Pat Leahy. Is it constitutional? I mean, I've seen Jonathan Turley say it's unconstitutional. I've seen other experts say, oh, absolutely. It's exactly what the Founding Fathers wanted.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's exactly what the Founding Fathers wanted, but having talked to a lot of constitutional scholars at places like Cato and you know, places that I really respect, I do think that it is a constitutional process. That doesn't mean that it's a wise process. That doesn't mean that it's, you know, not political theater. In fact, I would step back and I would take this as an opportunity to remind everybody, left, right, Democrat, Republicans, this is a great example of how the entire political process is just theater. It's people trying to get sound bites. It's not really about censuring Trump or getting vengeance on Trump. No, it's so Chuck Schumer can stand there and say something good for his donors. And you're going to have people on the right doing the same thing. That's what this entire, it's really more of a circus than a kangaroo court, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I mean, we'll see how the whole thing plays out. I think it is probably constitutional, but that doesn't mean it's wise.
You know what's interesting, though, this idea of trying to tell Donald J. Trump that he can't run for any office, not just for president. He couldn't run for the Senate or the House or any of that. Is that constitutional?
Well, I think, you know, if that is somebody's sole motivation, if somebody says, oh, you know, we should do impeachment so that way you can never run again, you might raise some flags about that. But the consequence of being impeached properly is that you would be barred from running for office again. And it doesn't seem as if there's a limitation on continuing an impeachment after the president is no longer in the White House. I would say there are folks, especially on the right, who are probably going to take advantage of this moment. There are folks on the left who obviously just find this as a good red meat issue to throw to their donors and you know, the more progressive wing of the Democrat Party, which is why I say stand back and just realize this is political theater. Now, that all being said, I don't know if Donald Trump would actually want to run again. You know, looking at it logically, he might actually have more power being behind the scenes than being the actual candidate. And that's something that maybe some of those Democrats and some of those Republicans ought to think about.
Michael, where can folks go to find you, NPRI, your many publications? I mean, you've got writers that are just phenomenal. Where can they find your stuff?
Easiest place is our website, just nevadapolicy.org. Nevadapolicy.org will have the legislative tracker that we mentioned up there within the next couple of weeks, right up on top, so you can't miss it. And of course, you can always find us on Twitter, Facebook, and so on. But nevadapolicy.org is the easiest.
Sounds good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Yep, thank you.
It's Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And this special NPRI report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, also by my friend Paul Enos at Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Wednesday. It is hump day. We are halfway home on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, Rand Paul is becoming my personal hero. Without Donald J. Trump on the platform and off of Twitter, I have glommed onto Rand Paul. He did something great on the floor of the United States Senate and absolutely read the Riot Act to George Stephanopoulos the other day on one of the Sunday shows. But Rand Paul was on with Maria Bartiromo. By the way, I love her show. She is now in prime time. She had Rand Paul on last night on why Trump won't be convicted. Remember, he's a U.S. senator, one of 100 that will be in judgment of the president that week of February 7th. Here it is, Rand Paul last night with Maria Bartiromo.
Well, we put forward a motion that said that basically you can't impeach a private individual. You can impeach a president, but this is why the Chief Justice didn't show up. If it was the president, the Chief Justice shows up. The fact that the Chief Justice wouldn't come and refused to come means that this is a private citizen, but the Constitution doesn't allow for impeachment of a private citizen. So we put this issue forward, but the most important takeaway from the issue is they don't have the votes to convict. We had 45 people, 45 Republican senators, say that the whole charade is unconstitutional. So what does that mean? It means that impeachment, the trial, is dead on arrival. There will be a show, there will be a parade of partisanship, but the Democrats really will not be able to win. They will be able to play a partisan game that they wish to play, but it's all over. This shows that they don't have the votes to win, so they will just slog through this, and they will try to punish Republicans, but that's all this has ever been about. Not justice, it's about a partisan game where they don't want the election to be over.
A partisan game, but is it also about stopping Donald Trump from doing anything in the future? I mean, the other day, Eric Swalwell said something like, we must ensure that Donald Trump can never do this again.
I wonder if he told his Chinese spy girlfriend that before he told the rest of us. Here's the thing about this. They want to say that he incited violence because he said, go fight for your country. And he said, march peacefully and patriotically. So what I put forward in my arguments today were three instances where Democrat words appear to have incited violence. You remember the Democrats said that the Republican plan for health care, back when we were debating Obamacare, they said it was get sick and then you die. Well, can you imagine having a sick child that may be dying and you're told that the Republicans want your child to die? That sounds an incitement to violence. And guess what? One of Bernie Sanders' supporters came to the ball field, nearly killed Steve Scalise, wounded three or four others, shot one of the staff members 10 feet from me, and spewed 200 bullets and would have killed more had the police not stopped him. But nobody talked about impeaching Bernie Sanders. Maxine Waters has said, get up in their face. So is Cory Booker. Become a mob. We want you to mob them in restaurants and cause mayhem. That sounds like an incitement to violence, but nobody's talking about impeaching Maxine Waters. Nobody's talking about impeaching Bernie Sanders or Cory Booker for saying get up in their face. So it's a significant hypocrisy and double standard that they're putting forward, and they should be called out on it. We should not be shy about calling them out about their hypocrisy.
He's not the only U.S. senator who is stepping up. We'll let you hear, coming up in our next segment, another U.S. senator who has come under fire for his comments leading up to the riots in our nation's capital. We'll do that. And by the way, he's from my home state, believe it or not, from Missouri. Or is it Missouri? I've never figured that out. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show. Weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
They said it couldn't be done, but Dollar Loan Center has done it. We've made getting a signature loan up to $5,000 even faster.
Dollar Loan Center.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Is rent due today? Need to book a last-minute flight? Or maybe your car registration's due today? Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. There's no added fees and no collateral is needed. There are never any early payment penalties, and we give you over a year if you need it to pay back your loan. Dollar Loan Center is now offering instant funding.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, we've got a great 5 o'clock hour. Jim Wheeler will join us. He's an assemblyman from District 39. What to expect Monday, day one. Man, I can't wait for the Nevada legislature. I am fearful to an extent, but I also know that it's going to be interesting. Six members of the Nevada Assembly have announced the formation of the Nevada Legislative Freedom Caucus. It is a coalition of state legislators committed to advancing the cause of limited government and constitutional principles. How many Democrats will be on this? Somehow, I don't think they'll make the cut because Democrats generally want unlimited government. They want to be in your face. They want to tell you what to do. Can you say Steve Sisolak? Oh, just checking. He will not be on that Freedom Caucus. No, I'm afraid he won't be. Also, for those of you that are never around in the 3 o'clock hour, I want to expose my buddy Chuck Muth to you because he's really good. He is the president of Citizen Outreach, and we have him on each and every week, every Wednesday. We'll give you a chance to hear from Chuck Muth on a variety of topics. We'll do that in particular. How bad it will be in Carson City come Monday when the Demo Rats will be in full force. Stick around. We got a lot to do and a lot of ground to cover. I'm glad you're here with us. I know you have a lot of choices in afternoon drive, and I am so pleased and so appreciative that you spend at least a portion of your drive home with us here. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.